Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. He never lost the battle. Amen. Hallelujah. And he never will. So we give praise to God that he never lost the battle. Amen. He always wins the fight. Amen. And then I don't know who can fight against God anyway. Amen. Praise God. Who can fight against the Lord of Lords? And who can fight against the King of Kings? Who can fight against the King of Glory? Amen. I don't know of anybody or anything that can fight against God. Hallelujah. Being that he created all things, he's in control of all things. And we thank God there's no God beside him. Amen. Praise God. Everything else is just like water. Everything else, amen, is nothing but dust. in the sight of God, but he never lost the battle, and God never will. Amen. We just come this morning to thank all of you who are online and all of you on Facebook this morning. We come to give God praise. We come to give God glory. We come to honor him because he is. Hallelujah. And because he is God and there's no other God besides him, we come to give God praise for just being God this morning. Amen. He's above all things. He is all things. He made all things. He can do all things. And therefore, that's the kind of God I want to serve this morning. I hope it's that's the kind of God you want to serve this morning. He is all things, and he's through all things, and in all things. Isn't that something that you can't get away from God? Amen. So thank God that we can't get away from God. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor today because you are, and you is, and you were, and is to come. And we just thank you this morning. Thank you for what you did upon the tree. You shed your blood. Amen. You gave your life. You died in our place so we can live in your place. Thank you for, oh, the undying mercy, Lord, that you shed it abroad upon us this morning. We come to thank you and to lift your name up. And you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you, Lord. Draw this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Those in the street, draw them, O Lord. Those unsaved this morning, draw them, O Lord. Those in trouble this morning, Lord, draw them, O Lord. Those who have a need this morning, draw them this morning. Because, Lord, we know you're able to do anything but fail us. Thank you for being the unfailing God. As always has been, always will be. And we come and ask you to bless this line and bless the people on Facebook and bless all of those that are listening this morning. And we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone got a scripture this morning you want to read? Praise God. Amen. You got a little tune, Sister Paige, you like to sing us this morning? Amen. We can get together. Amen. God bless all of you online, Sister Tiffany, Sister Brother Norman, Sister Virginia, Sister April. Amen. Thank y'all. Online this morning, Facebook anyway.
Proverbs chapter 3.
Amen.
Starting at verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let thy mercy and truth forsake thee. Bound them around thy neck, write them on the table of thy heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I read with you Proverbs of the 31 to verse 7. The Lord has blessed me in the reading due of his word.
Amen, amen. You know, we always say we overcome by the word of our testimonies and the blood of the Lamb, Revelation 12 and 11. And if that's the way we overcome, we want to know if anyone has a testimony this morning they like to give, you know, to give God some glory because, you know, your problem is somebody else's problem because your problem is somebody else's problem. If you testify the overcoming and victory of your problem, you can help somebody else get over their problem. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Someone got a testimony, got a praise report. Amen. This morning, we'd like to give opportunity for you to give a testimony or a praise report because we realize this is your testimony can help somebody else. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Oh.
Well, bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give glory to God, rest of my life. Godspeed, general, all those who are online. I just thank God. My testimony praise report is today that I'm thankful that we got two people being baptized in California at this very moment. That's going down. And I thank God for them receiving the word and the baptism of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That makes a total of 7 in the last 6-7 months from this ministry. Holy results come from holy preaching and truth preaching. And I thank God that we have a father and a mother, a father and a daughter going down, receiving the gift of baptism and seeking for the Holy Ghost, both of them. So I just thank God for that right there. That's a blessing that they come out of the world and you just don't know where that father comes from to give his life over to God. I just thank God for installing the word. Nothing I did. The word is sharp, quick, and powerful. And it can deliver anybody. And my cousin going down today is a proof of that, because I never would have saw this coming, but I believe that it could happen. It is happening. Thank God for it on today.
Amen. Give God a hand praise. Amen. Anytime someone gets saved, we give God praise for it. Give God glory for it. Amen. Praise God. Is there another one? Is somebody else? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we give everybody opportunity. And all of you online there, would you write your, just write a quick testimony online there. Let us know, amen, how you've been blessed and something God has done. If you have a request, or just put it in the comment box on Facebook to let us know, you know, you have a request, and we will read them and check them out and pray for you in that area. And so that's all you have to do on Facebook. And you online, amen, you can always make your request to be known before the Lord. And just, we just thank you, amen. And I know we got a lot, we have a lot going on, amen, these days. Yeah, I know it's time. We have a lot going on in the world today. And but thank God for giving us grace, amen. And out of all the things that's going on and all the trouble that's going on. So I just thank God, amen, that we're still here, amen. Praise God. You know, we could have been gone and we could have been dead, but God still has us here, and God has us here for a purpose, amen, for a reason, amen. Hallelujah. He didn't just save us just to be saved us. He saved us with purpose, amen. Hallelujah. I don't know who you were and what you were, amen, but nevertheless, God loved you and God wanted you and God cared for you no matter who you were, amen. Hallelujah. I don't know what low place you was in, but God lifted you up from that place, amen. You know, a lot of us, but we was on crack, but God still loved us and brought us out, amen. We were walking the street, but God loved us and brought us out, amen. You know what I'm trying to say today? That God loved us and saved us with purpose and for a reason, amen. We was down in the valley, but God saved us and he loved us. You know, wherever you are, God can find you, amen. That is a good thing that we look at. Wherever you are in life, God can find you, amen. He's looking for you. He's searching for you, and he can find you. I know sometimes we think we can hide from God, but, yeah, nobody can hide from God. God knows where you are, amen. And so thank God for knowing where you are today. And God can reach you wherever you are, whatever situation you are in. We're saying today that God can reach you regardless of the situation that you're in, amen? And so I thank God that he reached me. He found me one day. I mean, I was the one lost. God has never been lost. But I was the one that was lost, and God found me, amen? Praise God. Amen. He found me down in the valley, amen? He found me doing a little drug. He found me in the club. But wherever you are, I'm trying to say today, that God can reach you. So don't worry about it. Amen. God can reach you wherever you are today. Just want to encourage anyone, if you're down, God can lift you up. If you're going through, God will cause you to make it. And so whatever it is that you need today, God can reach you. He can meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Thank God that we don't serve a broke God. And not only do we don't serve a broke God, we don't serve a weak God, amen. I said, God is mighty to save, amen. He's mighty to deliver you. And so whatever deliverance you have need of today, God is able. Amen. Thank God that he's able to do anything but fail us. Amen. Praise God. We have a word today. Amen. Amen. My now. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn to the book of Romans today. We're going to bring a word. We're going to give a word today. It's something we've been dealing with all the week. Amen. Because all the things that's going on and things that is happening. And but thank God that God gives us time for everything. Amen. I thank God that he gave me time to get it. To get it together, and he's still giving me time to get it right. Let's read Romans chapter 6, verse 1. Amen. Let's read the first three verses, Sister Page.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
Amen. Still with the subject, amen. Shall we continue in sin just so grace can abound? Amen. Hallelujah. God forbid that we continue doing wrong just so grace can abound. Amen. One thing I've been looking at here, you know, I've been looking at people and how we, I won't say people, but I'm going to say we, because I'm going to add myself into this, not just look down on everybody else. I'm just going to say, how can we continue in sin so grace can abound, just because grace can abound, you know. But we find here, looking at this topic here, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Father, bless the word of God today and let it come to an understanding to the people in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we continue in sin so grace can abound? And one thing I found out by looking at the scriptures, how most of us, we kind of use these scriptures wrong, and we try to use grace as a reason to keep doing wrong. Amen. And most people like to have grace so they can keep doing wrong. You know, a lot of time we want to do wrong and want to lay grace down to the side. I mean, lay our salvation down for a while and then go back and pick it up, and then we get grace and say, well, grace covered me while I did that. Amen. But we have to realize, shall we continue in sin so you can continue doing wrong? God didn't give you grace so you can continue to do wrong, but God gave you grace so you can get over the situation and the circumstance that you're in, not that you would stay in it.
Amen.
This has been the misinformed who are using God's love and using God's grace so that they can keep doing the things that they're doing to keep sinning.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. To keep sinning, to keep on doing what they're doing, and then they want to use grace to cover them, even though they was willfully doing the things that they was doing. Shall we continue to do that? No, we shouldn't continue in sin just so grace can abound. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because you see, when we look at Romans chapter 6, verse 18, it says, being made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness. Now, how is it that you can continue doing something and being in something and you've been delivered out of something? If I've been brought out of something, then what? I'm not in that thing anymore.
Amen.
And the thing about it, you're not in that anymore. And then if you're not in that anymore, how can you say that you're out of something, amen, and yet participating in something? Then it's either one or the other. You are either in or you're out.
Amen.
But we want to use grace as a crutch,
mm-hmm,
in order for us to do wrong. I'm not saying that you don't use grace when you make a mistake. God give you grace. But the grace that God has given you, God has given you grace to change, not continue doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us, we want to get saved, Amen. And then when we get saved, we want to say we are walking in grace and saved by grace. Amen. But yet we want to do the same thing we was doing before we got saved. How can you continue to do that? How can you say that you're saved and you're still out at the club, you're still in the party, amen, you're still drinking and you're still falling out, you're still sexting, amen, you're fornicating, you're still adulterating, amen, you're still doing all of those things and you want to use grace to cover you, and then when you come to the throne of glory, amen, when we come to the time that we think that God needs to judge us, how do you think God should judge you in that matter? This is what we have in the churches today. You know, people say that they save, amen, but they party on Saturday night, amen, and they go to church on Sunday, amen. They party on Friday night and they go to church on Sunday, amen. They get drunk on Friday night and go to church on Sunday, and just because they went to church on Sunday, they think that they are saved, amen, amen. And they're using grace to cover their wrongdoing, and just because they showed up on Sunday morning, they think that they saved. They think there's not going to be any judgment to what they do, amen. But there's always going to be judgment for what you do, no matter who you are. God is a loving God, but God is also a judge, amen. So we can't continue doing the same thing and not expect judgment to fall on us. You know, when we have grace, grace is kind of like a I always said grace is like a credit card, but you have to realize that even though grace is like a credit card, but that you can use your credit card, and I know you might have a $10,000 limit on your card, but the thing about it, even though you have a $10,000 limit, when you reach that limit, amen, your card is going to be cut off. But not only when you reach the limit on your card, it's going to be cut off, you got to pay it back. See, sin always has consequences, amen. And not only does sin have consequences, amen, sin accumulates debt. The Bible does say the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, amen. Sin has a wage to be paid, so you got to realize that if you continue in sin so grace can abound, you got to realize there's a debt to be paid, and somebody got to, you said, well, Jesus paid that debt. Yeah, but no, it said that you got to pay some debt, amen, also, amen. You got to pay some consequences for what you did. Yes, God loves you. Yes, God wants to save you. Yes, God wants to deliver you. But nevertheless, there's still payments you got to make because sin requires debt. Sin puts you in debt. So shall you continue in debt and not pay your debt, that grace may abound, God forbid, amen. And so I have to continue to look at this, and to the people of God and the children of God that is online, that we've got to stop playing around with God and continue in sin and then saying grace on the bound. We do something and say, well, grace got me covered. Yeah, but those are willful. Most of the time it's willful sin. It's not something that you just accidentally did, but it's something that you're doing willfully, amen. But you won't have to pay those debts because you shouldn't continue.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That grace can abound, amen. And so we realize that sometimes grace, God gets tired after a while, amen. And when God gets tired after a while, then God might drop the hammer on you, amen. Hallelujah. Because God is long-suffering. He's patient. He's giving us time, amen. See, that's what grace is. Grace gives you time to get it right, amen. Grace don't give you time to keep doing it, amen. Grace has given us time to get it right. I don't know how many years, amen, that you've been upon the earth, whether it's 30 years, 40 years, or whatever it is, however long you've been on the earth. That's grace. You have 60 years of grace, 40 years of grace, 20 years of grace, however long it is. That's God's grace. God has given you time to get it right, amen. And before his coming, amen, he's given us time to get it right. Not so that we can continue doing in it, but so that we can get it right, amen. What a great God we serve. But you see, God gives people time. That's what grace is, time. Let's turn over to Genesis chapter 6, amen. I just want to look at something, amen. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 6, I believe it's verse 3, amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. Amen. Listen what God said here. Listen what God said. You see, it's the spirit that's striving with you. It's the word that's working in you. And then if you don't yield to the word or give in to the word, amen, or change, then, you know, what else can God do, amen? Look what he said here. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he's also his flesh. Yes, his days shall be 120 years, amen. My spirit won't always strive with you. You see, even though God has given us grace and the spirit is striving with us to change, but yet we won't give in to the spirit that's striving with us. But he said, my spirit is not going to strive with you always. Hallelujah. Praise God. I had to go back and look up the word to strive, amen. You know what I mean when I say, when the spirit said he won't strive with you, amen. Praise God. But let me see what the word, I had it down, the word strive, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the thing we got to recognize, it's not going to keep pulling on you, amen. It's not going to keep doing, trying to turn you. It's not going to keep holding on to you, amen. It's striving with you, amen. They're trying to get you to change, to try to get you to turn. So God said, my spirit is not going to do that always. But here in Noah's time, amen, here in Noah's time, God gave them 120 years to change. Noah kept preaching, amen. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain soon. Come on, folks. It's going to rain. It's time to change. It's time to repent. Amen. It's time to get it right. My spirit is not going to keep on striving with you. But in Noah's time, they strived for 120 years, and yet there was no change. Just because grace was continually on for 120 years, they didn't realize there was a day the time came for judgment. And we got to recognize if we keep going away and keep doing what we're doing, amen, judgment going to fall after a while, amen. Praise God. I don't know what God would have to do for it, but he said, my spirit is not going to keep on striving with you, amen. Hallelujah. We don't want to ever get to a time where God said, I'm tired now. I'm tired of you now. And if you don't quit, amen, and get it right, amen, I'm going to allow my judgment to fall, amen. But we don't ever want God to get in a situation like that, amen. My spirit won't always strive with you. It's not going to keep on wrestling with you all the time. It's not going to keep on convicting you. Now, that's what happened there when the spirit keep on convicting us and striving with us, trying to get us to turn. Then God said, my spirit is not going to strive with you always, so we shouldn't continue doing wrong, even though the spirit is striving with you to do everything right. You see, God saved you out of sin, not to continue in sin. And this has been a thing that's going on even in the world today, amen, is that people are continually in sin and they want grace to abound. Amen. Look at the book of chapter, look at Romans chapter 1. We talk about the striving here, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans chapter 1, when we talked about the spirit ain't going to always strive with man, because somewhere along the line, God will turn you loose, amen. Hallelujah. And somebody said, well, he never failed you. Well, he ain't failing you. He's just not going to violate your will if it's your will to do wrong, amen. God can't stop you for God. I won't say he can't stop you, but I say God won't stop you, amen. The God is not going to violate your will, amen. You got to want to change. You got to want to do right, amen. You got to make your decision, amen. It's not so much. God already made his decision, amen. God already proved, he's always shown that he already loves you, amen. And he's done everything necessary for you to make it. He's done everything necessary for you to walk upright. But it's not God's decision now. It's in your hand now. Are you going to continue in sin? so grace can abound. And this has been the every time I look at people in the world, some people in the world, and even in the church, not just in the world thing. It's not just a world thing. It's a church thing also, because we got a lot of saints doing the same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. We got a lot of saints. They come to church on Sunday, but they adulterate on Saturday. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what you want to call them. They got saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's look at Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Yeah, y'all come on with me, amen. Praise God. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. It didn't say some ungodliness, amen. It said the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness, amen. And so God is going to reveal himself through all ungodliness. You'll continue in sin, but so grace can abound. But what he's saying, that my wrath is going to be revealed not against some, but all ungodliness. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we want to cover it with grace. But he said it's going to be revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth. In other words, you know what's right, but you're still doing what you want to do. Hmm? And then you want grace to cover you, even though you know what's right, amen. Hmm? It would be better for you not to have known what was right than to know what's right and not do it.
Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah. It would have been better, amen. And so, therefore, those who know what's right and then decide not to do what's right, you are without excuse. When you come before the heavenly throne of God and then he comes and asks you, judge you, then, well, what are you going to be able to say? Well, Lord, I didn't know. It's not that you're going to be able to say, I didn't know, but the thing that you're going to be able to say is that I didn't want to.
Amen.
And you can't use an excuse there. Well, Lord, you know how we do. I was weak, Lord. Well, you can't use that excuse because God makes you strong. He gave you the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. And so you can't use weakness as an excuse in a minute. What excuse can we put up before God for continue in sin?
Amen.
Hallelujah. For the wrath of God is revealed in all unrighteous hold the truth, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them. Amen. For God has showed it unto you. Now here's God has revealed himself to you. Amen. He's revealed himself to you by the Spirit of God. He revealed himself through the Word. Amen. You already know. Amen. And so if God has revealed himself to you and you've seen him, amen, and you felt him and you know him, amen, his presence has been upon us. He's done all these things for you, but yet you say that I'm going to continue in what I'm doing. You know, to you and to the saints of God, that's rebellion. See, we want to be rebellion covered. Well, you know, I'm still doing it, bud. You know, I'm still doing it, bud. Yeah, I do it, bud. But when you gonna quit? Does it take 4 years? Do we have to be just like Israel, going around the mountain and for 40 years, and all of a sudden God got tired? In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6, he finally got tired. He said, you've been like this too long. You've been this way too long. How much longer, how much more time do you need in order to change and repent?
Mm-hmm.
How much more time do we need to get it right? Mm-hmm. I know it's a continuous progress, amen. A lifetime progressing for us to get it right, but we got to stop using grace as an excuse to continue.
Yeah.
Because his spirit ain't going to keep striving with you. He's going to turn you loose after a while. Hmm? Notice what it says. Amen. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power, invisible things are seen by what? Clearly seen by the things that are made, amen. In other words, the things that we see, amen. And see, most of the time, God revealed things to us through the natural. You know, God takes natural things to reveal spiritual things to show you how that it ought to be. Amen. This is the way it should be. Amen. When you see a husband and a wife together, amen. Amen. God is saying that I'm describing my relationship with you because we come together as one, and then when we come together as one, we produce children, amen, from the relationship that we make together. So he's revealing his spiritual through his natural.
Mm-hmm.
When they come together, when God said there's a man and woman come together, amen, amen, the two come together, he's revealing his spiritual through his natural, amen. And so when God is revealing his spiritual through his natural, that means if God had a man and a woman to produce a child, amen, you can't use grace as an example for a man to be with a man and a woman to be with a woman because the natural things reveal the things of God. So what excuse do you have to continue on doing what you're doing and want grace to cover you?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Huh? It's already made known, you know, even we as saints of God and children of God, he's already made known through the natural what is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
See, marriage and sex, men having sex, a woman having and a husband having sex, he's revealing to you, amen, what submission is, amen. It's showing how that when she lays down, amen, she's submitting herself to the man. He's not, he's covering her, amen. So that lets you know the natural thing that God is showing you, how he covers you, amen, how you submit yourself to him, amen, and then he covers you, amen. And so we're without excuse. Well, I don't know how God does things. I don't know the way God does it. So I'm doing this because I don't know. You're without excuse because God natural has shown you his spiritual. So you don't even have an excuse. Even if you don't read the Bible, you still don't have an excuse. God letting you know that every morning you see the sun rise. Amen. And the sun goes down in the evening. You can't say you don't believe in a resurrection, amen, because the sun rise and the sun sets and the sun comes back up again, amen. So what excuse you going to believe that you can't say you can't believe that there's a resurrection and you want to continue to doing what you're doing and because you don't believe in a resurrection, amen. All of God natural thing, he takes a seed, amen, and plants it to the ground, and the seed comes back up and produces fruit and produces a harvest. You can't say you don't believe in a resurrection, amen, because God natural has revealed the spiritual so that you can know. Even if you don't read the Bible, you can still know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the same way you discipline your children, amen, God discipline his children, amen. You discipline your children to correct them, and God discipline you to correct them. See, the same thing in the natural reveals the spiritual.
Amen. Thank you.
And so for whatever it is that we're going through and faced with, you can't continue doing wrong when the natural thing has already showed you the spiritual thing, and you can't use that as an excuse. And the spirit is not going to continue to strive with you, trying to get you to change and trying to get you to get it right. When you know what's right, you just rebel and won't do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the invisible is known by the visible, amen. Because when they knew God, notice what it says in verse 21. Because when they knew God, they what? They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful because they became vain in their imagination and their foolish heart was darkened. When they knew what was right, they wouldn't do it. They know what's right and won't do it. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, you can't keep knowing what's right and then doing that's wrong. See, when we talk about submission, amen, the Bible tells us, present your body, a living sacrifice, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can't say we don't know because we know, but yet we want to hold on to what's wrong because we don't want to do that which is right, amen. Mm-hmm. You want to continue. You want grace to abound, amen. Hallelujah. Let me see here, amen. In other words, the professors set themselves to be wise and became fools. Don't we do it? You know, we want to show that we're smarter than everybody else. Amen. We can do better than everybody else. Hallelujah. Let me look at verse 24. Wherefore God gave them up. What did God do? God did what? They wanted to continue in sin. Amen. But what did God do? God gave them what? Gave them up. Amen. Now, God never leaves you and God never forsakes you. God is always there. It's not that God leaves us. We leave him. God never walks out on us. We walk out on him. Amen. But he gave them up. He got tired of striving with them. They knew what was right. But yet they wanted to use grace to do what's wrong. Amen. They knew what was right, but they kept on doing it. And here it is, even in the community today, we got a lot of people want to use grace to cover up their sin. Amen. They're an abomination, but they don't want to quit, and they want to use. Well, God loves everybody. God didn't say that he didn't love you, amen. But he didn't give you grace just so you can continue in the thing, amen. When are we going to come out of the thing, amen? Huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. God loves you, Miss Lesbian. God loves you, Mr. Homosexual. Amen. God loves you. Yes. Mm-hmm. God cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't give grace so you can continue in that thing. He gives you grace so you can come out of that thing. And so you can't stay in that thing and then can't claim God's grace for that thing and you're still doing that thing. You can't use that anymore.
Amen.
Well, he loves everybody. True, 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 true. I love my son. Amen. I love my son. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I love him, but... Amen. He do wrong. When he did wrong, I had to tap him. I had to tap him. Amen. I didn't want to kill him, but I had to tap him. Amen. My correcting him, it showed that I love him. Because those that don't correct their child, they hate them. You know, if God didn't correct you, then God would hate you. Amen. Because he said, a loving father would correct his child. Amen. And God is a loving father, and he wants to correct us. He don't want us to remain the same.
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. See, so God wants to bring you out of that lust, amen, that lust for spirit that you're in. God wants to bring you out of the lust, amen. Mm-hmm. God wants to bring you out of the homosexuality, amen. Mm-hmm. He wants to bring you out of the lesbian, amen, and set you free from it, amen, because all it is the spirit of lust, and you can't use grace to cover your lust for experiences that you're going through. The community today is so bad today and so deceptive. That's what I want to use. They're so deceptive that they're living in deception today because they think that grace is going to cover them, and yet they continue to participate in the thing that God wanted them bring them out of. It's either you're in or you're out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's either you're in or you're out, amen. When we say we were saved from the world of sin, amen, and God has look what the thing said. God has translated us from the kingdom of the world into the kingdom of his dear son. You can't be, you either got to be in one or the other. You can't be straddled the fence.
Mm. That's right.
If you've been translated. If I've been translated, it means that I've been moved from one place to the other. Because if I'm there, I can't be here. If I'm here, I can't be there. Amen. And so you're either in sin or you out of sin. You're either saved or you're lost. There's no in between with God.
Amen.
So we got to decide which side we on.
Right.
Are we going to be on God's side or the devil's side? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of us don't understand that, amen. A lot of times we don't understand that. And since I got into this, I kept looking at it and how God gave them over. What does it say again? God gave them over to uncleanness through the lust of their flesh, of their own heart, to dishonor. But notice what they're doing. They're dishonoring their bodies among themselves. who changed the truth of God into a lie. See, that's what we're doing. We're changing the truth into a lie. See, we got people saying that God has told us what he wants, and we said, well, God don't want that. We got people saying God telling us what he tells us to do, and we're saying we don't have to do that. You know, you're changing. What you're doing? We're changing the truth into a lie. You know what I mean? Well, we're calling the good evil, and we're calling the evil good. Amen. When it used to be evil, so what you did was evil and abomination, now you want to say it's okay. And then you want other people to agree with you that it's okay. And if you can get everybody to agree with you that it's okay, then your conscience doesn't bother you about it anymore, because you got some people agreeing with your sin now. They're not agreeing with God anymore, but they've changed the truth into a lie.
That's right. Amen.
And they want to use grace to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Well, we can't do that no more. The world can't do those kind of things anymore. You can't keep covering things up, and you can't change the truth into a lie. Amen. Praise God. I just want to skip down for time's sake. Amen. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. In other words, they don't want to retain the knowledge of God. Amen.
Amen.
They don't want any to keep it in mind. Amen. You see, it comes to a time that our minds get seared. Your mind gets seared, as the Bible called it. Your conscience has been seared with a hot iron.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the lie has got branded on your conscience, and therefore you've been seared. You know, when you want to mark a cow, you know, a horse, you take a branding iron and you brand, you burn it up. You're burning on his skin, amen. And when you're burning into his skin, you know what happens there? That mark stays on the animal, amen. It stays there. It you can't remove it anymore. And so what we have done now, a lot of us, we have branded things in our conscience, and therefore it can't be removed now. It's because you have got it seared with a hot iron. And no matter what words you use and how God struggled with you and how God tug with you and how the Spirit tug, pull on you, yet that thing won't be removed because you'd allow the devil to sear that into your mind with a hot iron. You've been branded. And therefore you continue to do wrong, and then you don't even feel that what you're doing is wrong. You continue in sin, and you want grace to bow because what? Now you got to a place you think what you're doing is right, even though the word has said what you are doing is wrong, but we want to continue in that sin, and then we want grace to abound over it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Our thoughts has gotten messed up. We think. Mm-hmm. We know what is right, but we think that we don't have to do it, and grace gonna cover it. I understand the things that we don't know, the things we're doing that we don't know. It's not going to be in the problem to erase that off your conscience. Your conscience won't bother you over that because you're not aware of it.
Amen.
But those things that you are aware of, your conscience is already condemning you about the thing, because if your conscience wasn't condemning you about it, you wouldn't be fighting so hard to, you would be so fighting so hard to try to make something right that you know is wrong.
Amen.
The reason you're fighting to make it right because you know it's wrong. See, anything that's true, anything that is right, you don't need to make anything true or right. You don't need to do anything for it. It'll take care of itself. But when you try to take wrong and make it right, you got to go through things. I don't know what you call it, but you do things trying to make it right. It's like this. If you know that you're a man, I don't need to do anything to try to be a man. If you know that you're a woman, you don't have to do anything to be a woman, amen. You already know you want. You walk up like one. You live like one. You do things that a woman does. But whenever somebody that is a something else trying to be a woman, he goes overboard or she goes overboard. Why? I'm trying to make it look right. Even though I know it's wrong and it ain't right, I'm trying to continue doing it And then I want God's grace to cover me in that while I'm continuing to doing it. And then I want God to save me, even though I want to continue to do it. Don't want to get rid of it. And because I believe grace, I want grace to abound.
Mm-hmm.
Even the things that God tells us to do. Well, I know God said it, but I ain't going to do that. Grace going to cover me.
Mm-hmm.
So my spirit ain't going to keep striving with you about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like a good tree and a corrupt tree, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're either going to be a good tree or a corrupt tree. Ain't no two sides to it, amen? It either it is or it's not, amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. See, when I talk about shall we continue in sin that grace may abound, see, God gives us grace to produce fruit.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're supposed to be producing fruits of righteousness, amen, now, because I brought you out of sin so you can produce it. I took you from where you were, and I put you to a place where you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the book of Luke chapter 7. Turn to Luke chapter 7. No, Luke 13. Let me show you an example here because a lot of people don't believe this. And they want to continue in their sin. They want to keep doing wrong. They want to keep getting drunk. And I don't tell people you can't take A. Now, I can't do that. I ain't saying where that it was you're going to hell because you took A. I didn't say drunk. I said A. I know a lot of other people like to say if you took one, you know, you're going to hell for it, but I ain't seen that in the Bible. Only thing I saw in the Bible, all drunkards and things, they won't make it in. Amen? All that other stuff, I didn't see. Somebody else saw it, but I didn't see it. So if you see it like that, you keep on preaching like that. I don't see it like that. I'm going to keep saying it like I see it. Then if you don't agree with me, so what? Luke. Let me see, 13, what did I say, 13 and 7, 13 and 6?
Yeah.
This is a story here Jesus told it. And we're looking at grace, amen. And we want to talk about grace, but I want to show you something about that grace. You can't be the tree and not produce any fruit, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? He said, and Luke 13 and 6, listen at me good now, listen at the Bible good, amen. Not what I say, but it's what God says, amen. He spake also a parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. Now, fig tree, we know that represents Israel. Israel was a fig tree in the vineyards of the Lord, amen. But we know we're Israel now, amen, because we've been saved. So it says, that's talking to me, amen. Talk to us, amen. We're the tree now, right? We're the tree that's supposed to produce some fruit. Because one time we couldn't produce fruits unto righteousness. We could only produce fruits unto sin. And so God came and saved us and delivered us out of sin so we could produce fruits unto righteousness now.
Mm-hmm.
We can have some self-control now. Amen. Hallelujah. When you're out of control like the devil, you can have some self-control because he gave you the fruit of self-control that came through the Holy Ghost. So you don't have no excuse to keep doing wrong. When you know what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what he says here. And he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. What did he do? He come looking for some fruits and didn't find none, huh? Know the way he said. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years, I've given them 3 years to produce some fruit. 3 years. Look at the grace here. 3 years of grace in order for you to get it right in the tree. Still hadn't produced it. We wonder why Jesus cursed the fig tree in Mark 11 and 18 or whatever it was. He cursed the fig tree because it was green, but nothing came on it. He had to curse that tree because if the tree don't bear no fruit, what do we do with trees don't bear fruit? Cut them down and burn them up because they're what? No use. And we got some of us have become of no use to God. I'm going to show you that now. Know what it says there. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I came seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none, cut it down. Jesus. Yeah, well, I'm going to keep using grace to, and ain't going to produce no fruit. Cut it down. Why convert it to the ground? Now, I, you know what I did? I went and looked up that word convert, and I was surprised to find out what the word convert means. You know what convert means? Embarrass. In other words, if we're not producing fruit, we embarrass God. When you out in the public and everywhere else, and you showing a lack of self-control, that's embarrassing. We don't think nothing about it. Well, you know, we make all that kind of excuses, but you was embarrassing because you were supposed to have the fruit of control because the Holy Ghost was given to you so you could have control of yourself. The Spirit was given to you, and the Word was given to you. And then the Bible tells us, be holy even as he's holy. God said, you're supposed to be just like me. Jesus had self-control. When they rail on him, he didn't rail back. What light is it that if you can do good to somebody, they can do good to you? What glory is in that? What likeness of God is that? God loved us before we ever loved him, amen? Huh? When we hated him, he was praying for us while we hated him.
Amen.
Love your enemies. And you can't love your enemy. What fruit? What? I know you got the Holy Ghost. I know you're a green tree. But where are the fruits of righteousness that grace was supposed to produce? You are embarrassed, man. Amen. Somebody cuss you and you cuss them back, you are embarrassed. And then you want to cuss somebody when they cuss you. Ah, you see what they did to me? You was embarrassing because you're supposed to be the one with self-control. You're supposed to be the one that's saved. And then you wonder why somebody did it to you. You embarrassed God. That was your test that came up and you failed tremendously. Converts, embarrassing. Hallelujah. Come on, let me show you now. See, you're trying to use, you are troublesome. You are a troublesome person. You know, we got troublesome people in the church, amen. They're using grace, but they're continuing to sin. No example, no light shining. You're not a light. You're an embarrassment. When God puts you under a test and you fail, you are embarrassed because he gave you everything that you could pass. Convert, amen. Let me see what is convert. Amen. Convert means, amen. You're useless. You are a useless weight. You're just in the way. You know how you have a dead tree sitting out in the middle of the path? You're just in the way. What do you need to do to move it out the way? We don't want to get to a place that God wants to move us out the way.
Amen.
God had to move Moses out the way because he became embarrassing. Even though out of all the good things and the good work that he did, God had to move him out the way because he became embarrassing because he couldn't control his anger anymore. Folks had got to him. And so God said, well, boy, get it right and let's go on up to the mountain so I can take you. Yeah. I mean, Moses wasn't lost, but God had to get him out of the way. Because what? He was becoming embarrassed. You know, when God told him to strike the rock, I mean, talk to the rock and he struck the rock, when he struck the rock in his anger, he became an embarrassment to God. The fruit that he was supposed to have being meek. The folks that got under his skin. Folks that got to him. Folks get to you sometime, amen. But amen. But we got to fight the good fight of faith, amen. We've got to stand strong on the behalf of God. We got to keep our self-control regardless of how things come against us.
Mm-hmm.
You don't throw bricks because somebody threw a brick at you, then you get to throwing bricks back at one another. Embarrassing. That's an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to have self-control. You're supposed to be able to put up with. You're supposed to be able to suffer You're supposed to be able to forbear. You're supposed to have compassion. See, grace gave you the ability to produce fruit unto righteousness unto God.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to use grace not to produce the fruit.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, we baptized in Jesus' name. And yeah, we got the Holy Ghost, but where's your fruit?
Mm-hmm.
A church member, we've been here in the church 40 years, and we displayed everything but the fruit. Where's the love? Can you love even when nobody don't love you? Then he said, if the tree ain't producing no fruit. you are useless weight or a load. If you don't produce no fruit, know what you're doing? You are a hinderer. See, we want to continue in sin. You're hindering others from doing righteous because they're looking at you. Well, I'm saved. You don't look like it. A tree's supposed to be known by his fruit. It is said be made known because you speak in tongues. It is said be made known because you been baptized in Jesus' name. That ain't what it says, amen. Because you see, the Holy Ghost and all that you're given and the water that was put on you, those things came to water you, amen. So you could produce fruit, amen. You know, if you put a seed in a dry ground, it won't come up because the ground is too dry. And so God has to come and water that seed, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? He has to water you, amen, so that you can produce fruit.
Amen.
You got the fruit there. I mean, I know you're saved. I know you got the Holy Ghost. But the fruit you produce is the good fruit. That's the question we got to ask. Are you using that grace so that you won't bear fruit? See, most of the time, we like to have an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to kill you. I know I ain't supposed to kill you, but you give me an excuse. You get what I'm trying to say? You know, I've been in that place myself. I was saved too. I wanted to shoot somebody one time. And all I needed was an excuse. But God wouldn't even let an excuse come up for me to do it. So I had to buckle up and go on back home.
Mm-hmm.
I was saved too. That wasn't no good fruit. If I had did that, I would have been in an embarrassment to God. Yeah, you're supposed to be a minister of gospel, and you out there shooting somebody because you got angry with them. Wouldn't that have been an embarrassment to the Holy Ghost? A saint. You know, when we do stuff like that, aren't we an embarrassment, amen, to God? You know, if I'm in the crowd, you know, some of the crowd of people, and I pull out my cigarettes and start smoking right in front of everybody, then the first thing they go, you're supposed to be saved. What have you just done? You have just embarrassed God. You're trying to say God can't deliver us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, he's a deliverer, all right. They say, yeah. Embarrassing. I want to use grace to cover it up. Huh? Can't we continue doing these things so grace can abound? Amen. He said, cumber it, move it out, cover it, mean move it out the way. It's occupying space. You know, you got something just there that's occupying space. It's no good. It's not producing anything. Move it out the way if it's not producing anything. Huh? Cumber it. The word cumber it also means, amen. You are obstruction. Other people can't, you know, they said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And other people, you see, Jesus said that the only way, he was the only God that any man was ever going to see, amen. Do you realize you could be the only God other people ever see? What does it say about us? We're living epistles, being read of what? Be read of them. They'll read you. And then the way they read you by what you do, are you demonstrating God or are we? Hmm? You are an obstruction. All of a sudden, you are becoming an obstruction. You're stopping other people. You don't want to do what's right, then you don't want other people to do what's right. You will become an obstruction, amen. Convert, amen. Why convert, amen? Shall we continue in sin so grace can abound? Because look at all these things that we get into. Convert means you occupy uselessness. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know. In other words, if we're not producing, we are useless to God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did Jesus say? And I think in St. John chapter 15, I want you to go and bring forth fruit. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I have to go throw my scripture at it right quick. I said it, but I got to go back and get it. Amen. I did it. So, oh yeah. Verse 15 and 8, it said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye might bear much fruit, so ye shall be my disciples. If we want to be disciples of God, we got to bring forth some fruit. You got the thing that's necessary to bring it forth, but you're using grace not to do it. All I'm saved by grace, amen. Amen. You're right. You're so right. Powered by the blood of Jesus. You are right. The blood was supposed to forgive you so you can produce. Because in other words, as long as the sin was there, you could only produce sin. But now that the blood has covered you, you can now produce righteousness. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to produce the righteousness that the blood has given us advantage or opportunity to do. And we want to continue doing what we was doing, even though we know what's right. Are you with me today?
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Why convert, amen? Why are we going to continue to be useless? And we're going to continue in sin, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So grace can abound. We're going to continue doing wrong, being an obstruction, being useless, not producing fruit. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because I want to. I'm going to let me lay my Holy Ghost down for a minute, now let me hit you side the head. Let me lay it. But how do you know it's going to be there when you get back? You go back there looking for it, and God removed it. You be just like Samson was, you know. Samson wanted to continue in sin and keep his strength. And then about that third time, he went back to pick it up. What he said, he knew not that the Spirit had departed from him, amen. Because, you see, he was one of the same one. All the things God told him not to do, he was continuing to do it, amen. And God was giving him grace and space of time. But the last time, amen, he did it. He reached for what he needed, and it wasn't there.
Amen.
We don't want to continue doing things that we know is wrong. Trying to get grace to make it right.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what we do. We want grace to make everything right for us. Hallelujah. Why compass it to the ground? What else does it say there? Did you read the rest of it? Did I read it, the rest of it there?
Mm-hmm.
Where did I stop at? Read on down a little further.
When he answered, said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also.
Now, know what he asking for? Give me some grace, Lord. Let me dig around and put some fertilizer on it. You know, maybe I give it some more word, amen. Maybe it'll get it right, but give me some time, Lord. See, that's grace right there. Amen. See, God is allowing him grace, giving them a space of time, amen, to do something to cause the tree to bring forth some fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's some grace. See, grace is abounding. Grace is giving them time, what? To do what's necessary in order for the tree to start producing.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
And if it bear fruit.
Yeah, if it bear fruit.
Well. And if not.
If it's not.
Then of the back, thou shalt cut it down.
Cut it down. See, I'm going to give you. Know what he said here? I'm going to give you grace for another year to get this thing right. And after that, we're going to cut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a tree here embarrassing, amen, not producing fruit. That is why, you wonder why Sarah wanted to have a son so bad? Because she was a woman, but she wasn't producing.
Mm-hmm.
And she would felt that she would be of no use. She was of no use to Abraham because she couldn't produce him a son.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt like she was in embarrassment,
mm-hmm,
because she wasn't producing. Huh? Same thing when we go back, even when Samson was born, you know, what is her name, Hannah or whatever, so she was barren, amen. And even though she had all, her husband gave her all kind of gifts, gave her more money than he gave the other woman, and that still wasn't enough because there was something being given to her, but she wasn't producing anything. And she felt like she was an embarrassment because she wasn't producing.
Mm-hmm.
What am I trying to say? We can't continue to be an embarrassment to God by not producing any good fruit. Mm-hmm. It's not all what you say, but are you producing any fruit? In other words, you are just no use to God. Well, what good are you? You still out in the world? We still out doing what the world does? And supposed to be a light to the world? Light don't shine where light is. Light shine in darkness.
Amen.
Your light's supposed to be shined when you're going through.
Yes.
Hmm? When I push you up against the wall, and if you come out fighting, then you know that light, that was no good light there. It wasn't no good example. Amen. Hmm?
Amen.
You came out. Jesus didn't come out fighting. They was accusing him. He said, well, that's what you say. Hmm? Don't you hear what they say about you, Jesus? Did thou say it, or they said it? You mean you're not going to defend yourself? When you come out defending yourself, no fruit. Have y'all ever looked at it this way? This is the first time they come to me like this. I mean, you know what I'm saying? No fruit. Your fruit is being tested. Even if you got it, it's being tested. To see, are you going to come out swinging? So whatever you say about me, okay. That's all I got to say, okay. You mean you ain't going to try to defend yourself? For what? It's God that defends me. Good fruit, amen. What have I done? I got some fruit of trust, amen. I rely on God, amen. You still trying to say, I'm relying on God to take care of me, amen. I don't need to get vengeance back because what? Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. And so let me get myself out the way because if I can show some patience to wait on God, that's good fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm trying to say? We're waiting on God to do it for us, not do it ourselves. There's no need for me to get my boxing gloves out. I'm going to get my boxing gloves out. I'm going to be talking to God about it, amen. I'm going to be testing God about it, amen. And God put on his boxing gloves. And when God meets you, God don't meet you like a man, amen. God will meet you in a hailstorm, amen. A lion will come out the bushes and get you. Well, however, he's going to get you moved. Hmm? Shall we continue to do wrong? Sin, when we know what it is, just so grace can. I got to quit now. No time and ran out. But I like to look at Isaiah chapter 5 right quick. Man, I'm becoming a reader now. Amen. Because this is the word of God. Amen. Isaiah chapter 5 right quick. Turn to Isaiah chapter 5 verse 1 with. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. This is the best way. I believe this is the best way so that we can look at it from the word standpoint, just not mine. Amen. Praise God. Now, verse 1. Now I will sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. Amen. This is God's vineyard. Amen. My well-beloved have a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. Now, can you imagine? You know, we are the vineyard, amen. He's the vine, we the branches, amen. We're supposed to be the one produce the fruit. And because we attach to the vine, and so that the vine can bring forth fruit, amen. But sometimes we want to stay detached from God and then expect fruit to come on our vine. But he talked about the vineyard, amen. And he fenced it. And know what he did? He put something around to protect it, amen. So he's giving you the Holy Spirit to protect you. He's giving the Word of God. It's what he put it around you, protect you. Now he's doing everything necessary so that this vineyard can produce fruit. They put a fence around it. What else he did? He got the stones out of it. Your old stony heart. What he did? He gave you a new heart. He took away the stony heart, as the book say, and gave you a heart of flesh. So he took the stones out. He cleaned you up. Took out the stones. Amen. And planted it with the choicest vine. He gave you the best word. He gave the best thing that he had, right? He gave you Jesus Christ was the best thing that he had, right? That was God's best. Jesus was God's best, amen. You couldn't find nothing no better, amen. That was nothing in heaven and earth or under the earth. Otherwise, was any better than him, because even when the book got ready to be opened, nobody in heaven or earth could open up the book. But there was a lamb that looked like he was slain. How can you look like you're dead and then look like you're alive at the same time? Hallelujah. Praise God. As he had been slain. In other words, the wounds and things were still there, like he had been slain, but at the same time, he was alive forevermore in heaven, and he was the only one worthy to open up the book. Jesus was the most precious thing that God could have given. So he gave her. And he built a tower in the midst of it, and also he made a wine press there, and he looked at it, shall bring forth grapes. So what did it do? It brought forth wild grapes. I mean, I've got the most choicest vine. I got the choicest of seed, which is the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. I've given you the best, put the best water on it, which is the Holy Ghost. I've done everything necessary for you to bring forth good fruit, but yet you bring forth wild grapes. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on and says, and now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, I pray you betwixt me and my vineyard. Can you judge between me and the vineyard? Can you judge between yourself and Jesus today, amen? Do we look the same? Are we doing the same thing he did? He said, well, when the Spirit come upon you, as I have done, so shall you do, amen? I did even as my father did, and you're supposed to do even as your father did, amen? Is there any resemblance? Are we resembling Jesus when we say we're supposed to be following after him? Do we resemble Jesus in our attitudes? What kind of attitude you got when you go out in the streets? What's your attitude to the waitress that come to wait on you? What's your attitude to the store clerk? You're supposed to be bearing fruit now. What kind of attitude do you have with people? Do we resemble Jesus? Or are we just using grace not to do it and cover ourselves up with grace and continue doing what we do wrong? I would go on down, but for time's sake, I got to quit. You can read on down through that. He's talking about us and the thing that he did for us. Somebody might want to be, maybe someone want to be saved today. It's because you don't resemble Jesus, amen. This is why the Bible says you must be born again. Must be. Because if you're not born again, you can't produce good fruit. If you're not born again, you're going to continue in sin. Grace give you opportunity to be saved from something so that you can go to something. Huh? Grace bring you out of something so you can get to something, amen. Grace don't let you stay in and then not bring you out. God didn't let the children of Israel go down into Egypt to keep them there. He took them down so he can raise them up and let them mature so he can bring them out. You want to be saved today, God wants to bring you out of something. If you're in sin, God wants to bring you out. You're hooked on drugs, homosexuality, lesbian, whatever. If you're hooked in, see, you are hooked in that, and God wants to bring you out of that. Not so you can stay in it. Don't use that as a reason for you to keep doing it. Come on out of it. Don't be ashamed to tell somebody, well, yes, I was one. I was one. See, you can't say, well, I am one and I'm still saved. No, you can't use that no more. Well, I'm still a whole. You can't use grace and still be a whole. I'm saved. I'm still a pimp. I can't use that and still I can't use that and continue to be a pimp. You know what I'm saying? A gigolo then. I can't use grace and continue in that stuff. Well, that's my occupation. Well, you need to change your occupation then. You know what I'm trying to say? Come on out. Who want to be saved today? That could be you in that situation. God died so you could come out, not so you can stay in. Father God, thank you today for the word of God, Lord. Lord, may we change and do what you asked us to do, Lord. May we live the way you said to live. May our attitude, you said we must have a new attitude, oh Lord. You gave us the be attitudes to say we must develop a new attitude against one another, against my brother, against my sister. Lord, let us display those attitudes, oh Lord, that you've given unto us, Lord. Let us display the love wherewith you loved us, oh Lord. Lord, let there be a display. Let the light so shine in us, Lord, that we might give you glory, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the word today, oh Lord, that brings us out and not keep us in. And Lord, I thank you for blessing each and every one, Lord, that we might do right in these last days and give you glory and be a light that shines in a dark place. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Anybody on Facebook today, we thank you for listening in today. Online, we thank you for listening in. Amen. This is the Care Church Inc. in Arlington, Texas. You can reach us at carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. We are at 2500 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas. If you'd like to send any donation in of any kind, we appreciate anything that you give to us. Amen. Or send to us. You can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it Cash App and PayPal. Amen. And we thank you for any donations, anything that you would send us. Amen. And then those of you, amen, who's part of us, the church, amen, you can pay your tithes and you can pay your offering or whatever it is that you have. You can send it to PayPal, Cash App, amen, at carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. Amen. Don't forget about we are on every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. You can join us at 774-220-4000. Amen. Our access code 786-7473. Amen. If you like to call us on the phone, you can call us at 817-614-4505. That's our phone number. You can reach us at any time. We appreciate you giving us a call. Amen. Now, all you on Facebook, God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you later next week, next time. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. And those of you online today, you got a testimony, got a prayer request, or anything you'd like to make today, it's your opportunity. Is there somebody? Someone saying something? Amen. Amen. And no one got anything to say? Amen. We just thank God for this time we come together today, and may God be a blessing to you. Amen. Amen. Don't forget about even to, you having something tonight, brother? Amen. It don't seem like no one is there. Amen. So thank God. Father God, we thank you for the word of God and the people of God. We ask you to bless them. We ask you to keep them. And we give you praise for being our people and our provider. And we give thanks for the word of God in Jesus' name. Let everybody just say amen. Amen. We're dismissed from this line. Amen. God bless y'all. Oh! Yeah, you're dismissed in Jesus' name. Amen.
You gave me my hands to reach out to men, to show them your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears, I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but can I wipe away their tears? You gave me my voice to speak your word, to sing all your praises to those who never heard. My eyes, I see a need for more availability. I see hearts that have been broken, so many people to be free. Oh, oh, oh Lord, I'm available to you.
I'm gonna do you. Use me, Lord. heart to the Father.
Whatever you want.